Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Focus now switches to the business of aviation and travel. It's looking more and more like the 737 MAX won't be back in the air this year. And Boeing is talking about perhaps halting production of the grounded jetliner. Let's bring in Skift.com's Brian Summers to help us understand how that's going to affect passengers, the airlines, and the economy. Brian is Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift. Skift.com and is with us on the telephone this morning. Brian, let's begin with the 737 MAX. Lots of developments from the past week. One of them now is this report that Southwest has taken the 737 MAX off its schedule through the new year.
Yes, this just happened Thursday, Steve, and it was a bit of a surprise to those of us who follow the industry closely. Most of the airlines had said that they were canceling the MAX out until the beginning of November. Southwest went a lot farther than that on Thursday, and they said they're going to cancel their flights out until early January of next year. It's not a huge surprise in the sense that I don't think people are thinking that the MAX is going to be coming back anytime soon, but a lot of airlines have seemed to want to go month by month, and in this case, Southwest just leapfrogged everyone and said, you know, Christmas is a great time for airlines, Thanksgiving is, but we're not going to have these airplanes, so why should we pretend that we do? So that was one thing that Southwest did. The other thing is that they came out and they said that they are going to pull out of Newark Airport in New Jersey. That's sort of a New York City area airport. They did blame the MAX for this. They said, you know, they don't have that many planes, so they can't fly all the routes that they always have. But this, to me, is very interesting, Steve. Southwest is known for a bunch of things. One of them is an insane streak of consecutive profitable quarters. But the other thing is they very rarely pull out of a market. Once they go in pretty hard. So for them to leave Newark is a pretty big deal. And one interesting thing is that in a crisis situation like this, when an airline is kind of forced to cut flights, you start to see what markets were not very good in the first place. So I assure you that Southwest would not be leaving Newark if they were making lots of money there. So clearly they are not. And why do I talk about Newark so much? For one reason, I think it says something about your Chicago-based hometown airline. United was weak for a long time. Everybody remembers it. Southwest went in there. United has a hub in Newark. They probably thought that they could push United around, and it looks like they failed. So the hometown carrier, Chicago United, wins here. They have pushed Southwest Airlines out of one of their biggest hubs.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on there. I think one of the things I thought about when I saw these stories was, well, what's next? We know that the airlines are reporting their earnings, their quarterly earnings. Most of the airlines have taken a pretty big hit. Not a giant hit, but a big hit. If this continues for another quarter, what are we going to see after, let's say, another quarter or even another two quarters?
I'm not sure that we're going to see anything differently, Steve. The demand picture, as people say, is very, very good right now. People want to travel. I don't think airlines are going to take huge losses next year because of the MAX. We might be just seeing this for a long time with every month or so an airline will come out and say, nope, we thought we were going to fly the plane in January. It's not going to be February. They'll push it off month by month, and things will continue. One interesting thing is, you know, the MAX was flying a lot of capacity, and it's not flying right now. And this has allowed airlines on the margins to raise their prices a little bit. So there are a bunch of airlines out there saying, the MAX has hurt us, but from a pricing power perspective, because of the laws of supply and demand, and we have less supply, we're doing okay. I don't know if people have seen that when they go to Google Flights or United.com to search for a flight, but in the aggregate, airlines are certainly seeing a better pricing environment.
The other side of this is how Boeing is faring with all of this. Boeing reported it's been seeing a nearly $3 billion quarterly loss. They're writing off billions because of the airline, also suggesting that perhaps they may halt, whether it be temporarily or not, production of the 737 MAX. That's a big deal for Boeing.
It certainly is a big deal for Boeing. I should caution you and the listeners that I don't cover Boeing in the same way that I cover airlines. So I'm not exactly listening to their earnings calls, but I do know that they took a huge hit this quarter because of the MAX. They don't know when the airplane is going to be flying again. And it's going to be a long road for them. I think that they'll be okay in the long run. But it's hard to say exactly.
Brian, there's another story that we've been following. You talked about Southwest Airlines exiting the flight, but I know one of the other good exiting Newark, one of the other low-cost airlines that I think a lot of people follow out of Chicago is Spirit Airlines. Talk to us about what's happening at Spirit these days. They've tried to be more on time, but it's not really working out so well.
Yes, people may remember as recently as about 4 years ago, Spirit was pretty much a terrible airline, and their current CEO has admitted it. They had a lot of trouble with on-time performance, reliability, and things like that. And you might go to the airport in Chicago, they might cancel your flight, and they'd say, we're out of luck. There's no way for you to get to your destination. We're sorry. So a new CEO came in 2016 and said, you know, we're still going to be a cheap airline. We're still going to charge for everything, you know, like water and things like that. But we have to run on time. We have to be reliable. We're going to lose our customers if we don't do that. So for the last 3 years, Spirit has really made an effort to be on time and reliable as much as possible. They've gotten a lot of kudos from outside groups for doing that, and their customers have come back. The problem is, Steve, that running an on-time operation is really very expensive for an airline, especially an airline like Spirit, right? Because you need to build spare aircraft into your schedule. So those are aircraft that just sit on the ground waiting for something to go wrong. Same thing for pilots, right? So you have a lot of pilots that are flying, but you need some pilots in reserve to take over a flight that's been delayed or canceled. You need to schedule more time between flights. So in the past, you might have had 35 minutes between flights. Now you might have an hour. So you've built slack into the schedule. You're not going to delay or cancel your flight. You can imagine, again, those things are expensive. So over the last 6 months, Spirit kind of on the back end said, we're still going to try to be on time, but we're going to remove some of that slack, and we're going to see if we can still be on time as often as we were before. People can probably imagine Spirit failed at that. So when they removed the slack, they started losing their on-time buffer. And they said this week in earnings that they have really had a tough summer, that there's been more storms in the southeast of the United States than they expected. They haven't been running on time. They've been disappointing their customers. And they're kind of going to go back to the old way. So they're going to start spending a little bit more money, perhaps disappointing some investors, to be on time, because they don't want to annoy their customers like they did 5 years ago, because people weren't coming back. They got so annoyed at Spirit for, you know, having these flights being 8, 10, 12 hours late or canceled that they stopped flying Spirit. So long story short, things should get better at Spirit.
How much is this costing them, though? Talk to us a little bit about the numbers. I know your story mentions a monthly cost of $6 million in April, but their second quarter results were pretty disappointing, too.
Yeah, you know, this is complicated financial stuff. Airlines use a metric called CASM, which nobody should know or ever think about, and it's cost per available seat mile, and that's what they would call a unit cost at the airline. Spirit didn't give any absolute numbers, but they said their costs, their unit costs will rise 7 to 8% in the upcoming quarter, so that's quite a bit.
And so what will flyers notice first off as this change takes place with Spirit?
Well, first the bad news, right? You can't change this stuff overnight. It's still summer. It's still the busy travel season, and it's still storm season. So if you're flying Spirit this summer, you might still end up with delayed or canceled flights, and you might get annoyed. By next summer, Spirit said that they were going to add more reserve crews, and they were going to change the way they schedule their aircraft. So by next summer, when they fix this, it might mean planes stay on the ground longer in between flights, and it will probably mean having more pilots in reserve that can pick up a trip at the very last minute.
All right, Brian, good conversation as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Brian Summers is Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift.com.